Blog Talk Radio.
Friday, front line. Friday, front line. Friday, front line. Friday, front line. Friday, it's front line. Friday, front line. Friday, it's front line. Friday,
front line. Friday, got this diva. Ebony, I got this diva. Ebony, I got this diva. Ebony, I got this diva.
If you're an artist, business. Artists about to show business. Business that's artistic. Here we showcase the gifted. Come tune in and get lifted. Learn to hustle and flip it. Whether you're on a budget or riding around and getting it. Got promo at the wazoo. Call in, we'll spot you. All the artists on fire, so you know that music hot too. We got you, can't knock it. Interviews to topic. Yeah, the haters won't block it, but a freight train could stop it. We on the spot, on the grind. 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 We on the spot, on the grind. On the spot, on the grind. On the spot, on the grind. On the spot, on the grind.
Hey, Ebony B,
I got your diva. Hey, Ebony
B,
I got your diva.
Hey,
Ebony
B,
I got your diva. Hey, Ebony
B,
I got your diva.
Welcome to front line
Friday.
It's front line
Friday.
Welcome to front line
Friday.
It's front line
Friday.
What's on the front line
Friday?
It's front line
Friday.
It's front line Friday.
It's front line
Friday.
It's front line Fridays with the Diva Ebony B.
B.
Powered by Phenomenal Radio.
Squad up. Y'all know what time it is. It's your girl Diva Ebony B, and you are now tuned in live to Frontline Fridays, each and every Friday, where we showcase, interview, and promote nothing but the hottest and independent music. We got a special guest for y'all tonight. Y'all, we got Asia Malone live in the building. We're going to be showcasing three of her hot tracks tonight, so y'all stay tuned for that. We're going to be talking to Asia and getting a live interview and getting all up in her Kool-Aid. Y'all make sure y'all follow her on Twitter, www.twitter.com/AsiaMalone. Again, that's at Asia Malone. And also, you make sure you go and check her out on SoundCloud, www.soundcloud.com/AsiaMalone. And check out that Secret Reppin' Volume 2. Man, it's definitely going down. Big shout out to Phenomenal Radio. Frontline Fridays is powered by Phenomenal Radio. Make sure you check us out at www.phenomradio.com. Again, that's www.phenomradio.com. And follow us on Twitter at Phenomenal Radio. Without further ado, I'm going to go ahead and bring my special guest live in the building. Ladies and gentlemen, bring it to the front line. Asia Malone, squad up, y'all. Peace, queen. What's going on?
What's up, queen? How you doing today?
I'm doing fabulous, man. I'm glad that you're here. Man, you've been making a lot of noise with your music. Your name is becoming a household name everywhere, from ATL, from the DMV, and beyond. So, you know, we had to get you on the front line. So thank you for being here.
The pleasure's all mine. Thank you for having me. You know, it definitely takes a team, and I really appreciate all the love and the support, you know, for my supporters and fans, and you've been working it out. Like, I salute you, too. You've been working it out for me, so I definitely appreciate that wholeheartedly.
Oh, man, with tracks like coming for you and you don't want none of this, I mean, how can we not?
Yeah, like I said, it really takes a thing.
Oh, man. So for those who don't know who you are and those who want to get to know you, Asia Malone, why don't you tell them a little bit about you, where you're from, and how you started as a FEMC in the industry? I call you guys FEMCs rather than MCs, because you're feminine and you're an MC, so I put it together and did FEMC.
Ain't nothing wrong with that, FEMC. I feel you. I'm representing definitely DMV, ATL area, and actually I started writing music when I was 10. I actually, what a lot of people don't know is that I started writing R&B music. I really can't remember my first song, whether it was R&B or hip hop. I know, like, once again, it was just some real basic stuff, and just continue to, you know, learn and grow, and just, you know, have a passion for music, have a passion for entertainment, and I just absolutely love what I do.
Wow. And being a songwriter, has there anybody in the industry that you have wrote songs yet for, or any independent artists? that you would give, would like to give spotlight that you wrote songs for already?
Actually, I'm just writing songs, my own songs currently, and I am in process of, you know, working on writing other songs for other people. Anybody in the industry, no, not at this time. And it, like I said, it's a process, and we definitely taking those steps to make those things happen.
That's great. How long have you been writing music and being a performing artist? How long have you been doing music? How many years?
I've been doing that for about 10 years right now. And
nice.
I've just been, you know, I started off solo, then I was in a group, and then, you know, back to solo. It was, what I can say is every moment, you know, I enjoy, you know, I learned a lot. And at the time when I was in the group, there were so many other, you know, roles that were, you know, being played. So I did a little bit of co-management and some other business things that I took care of that, you know, with, I guess, the mentors and the people that I had that were, you know, helping out, allowed me to get into that business mindset for the entertainment aspect of it.
I love it. And talking about business mindset, not only are you a songwriter and an artist, a femc, we would like to call you, but you have a business degree as well. Why don't you tell us about that?
Yes, absolutely. I went to the University of Phoenix. I graduated from the University of Phoenix, got my business management degree. Yes, I rise. I am a Phoenix. Yeah, I am a Phoenix.
And a lioness at the same time, two snaps in the air. I see you, queen.
Yeah,
I love it.
At the same time, you know, with, you know, the business management degree, you know, I'm still learning, you know, from all, you know, a variety of people. You know, I tell people all the time, you know, degrees, you know, I mean, a piece of paper, but beyond a piece of paper, I mean, I do, you know, support people getting an education. But also, you know, you learn every day. You try to get better every day and make it better than the next day to be great.
You are definitely right. And one more question before we get into some of your hot tracks. What has your experience been in the music industry as a femc, you know, as an independent artist? What has your experience been so far?
My experience is pretty much has been challenges that, you know, we've had to, you know, overcome, obstacles and challenges that we've had to overcome. Just I'm being heard, and, you know, I think that's one of the, you know, the biggest things. But one thing I realize is when you have, you know, you're working with the right people, and, you know, you have the right, you know, fans and supporters behind you, things become a little more, you know, fluent, you know, as you go through it. And always put God first in everything that I do at the same time, and, you know, stay in prayer, and just trying to do, you know, as much as I possibly can to better myself and work as a team, because I really do believe that a team work, you know, really does make a dream work, you know. So it's definitely those things that we, you know, we learn, we grow, we work with one another. You know, I always tell people, nobody works for me. You know, you work with me, and, you know, we build and we grow and we work together.
And that's, listen, and that's good leadership right there, because a team is only as strong as the leader. And I love that you said that. Nobody works for me. We work together. And you're absolutely right. With teamwork makes the dream work. But at the same time, Agent Malone said, coming for you. Tell us about this track right here, coming for you, so we can go ahead and get live into it right here on Frontline Friday.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Coming for you is that raw, I gave that raw, edgy appeal to it. You know, while I can, you know, have universal music, I also have that edge. And I wanted to make sure that I had that Linus, you know, edge come out. And so that's, the coming for you is that Linus coming out. And it's a matter of saying, I'm coming for you. And, you know, I'm letting you know I'm coming for you. And it's all out of fun. It's all out of, and that's what it's about. It's about having fun, being creative, and being able to enjoy what you do and having that passion.
Well, let's get into a live right here. Asia Malone coming from you on Frontline Fridays. Let's go.
Asia Malone. Yeah. Digstown. Digstown, baby. Coming for you. Coming for you. Coming for you. Yeah. Be on the lookout. Watch this. Asian Malone and Dig on top of the biz. Now what you really think this is? You was the first class certified postal official on on the samples. I'm new to very posting it. Listen to music, coaches, focus, yeah, and I'm showing it. Giving them something to talk about. Approaching this, to show this list. I give them my hottest fan along with my hottest vocalist. I come onto the stage, I rage, it's hopeless. The national performance was all out atrocious, kid. And you said I wouldn't go far, but I'm the new EWF, yes, yeah, such a shining star. Yeah, it hurts to miss these things, I know it pierce your heart. I know it hurts to break your ice when your soul is hard. And I don't do beats, and you can call me what you want, but that route isn't for me. I like to run a route that before the CD, so deep I'm past the first down that you'll never catch me. I'm out of this league. And I'm coming for you, throwing it long. Here we go. Hear the siren, blink up, yes, yes, we straight firing. The weapons on the scene, this is lyrical, violent. Confessions come clean, cause this is mental, firing. Plus I handle tolerance, but understood by God. So all you wanna be, throw in your towel and retire this. All I would say is pow, shout out to my Italian friends. Thanks for the wine it took to us and our establishment. Casino in order, win a bid off one quarter. Now rack that off the blackjack, with one wink I caught him. He winked back, then I laughed at how the game was going. If I'm lucky, it's how I threw my charm all up on him. Top of the day, good day, all that, good morning. If you wore my arm, son, then you mustn't be boring. Now, yeah, and plus you gotta be scoring. Oh, lights out, we killing the stage, throwing it long. We still live in the rack. We still live in your set. We still coming for you. And yes, we still pose the major track. It's nothing you can do. So what you gotta say to that? It's nothing you can do. So what you gotta say to that? Thought this was another song. Nope, you can play it back. Study long, go wrong. We will all make you max. Maximize and recognize the stages of this track. Hypnotize, see your eyes. I'm looking, yes, and I'm gazing back. Download it first, add your favorite track. Exclusive on the scene, not even a major can pay me back. Exclusive with my pain, not even your squad can bring me back. I'm for you all day, most of y'all are just afraid of that. For you all day, and yes, you can say the state of that. And I saw your face, and yes, the A's invaded that. Taking your space, and you'll have no say in that. Miss Malone in the zone, and yes, we're for major impact. Town baby, yeah. Keep the record button going. Here we go. Y'all ain't ready for this. We put them on our love. It's hot. We put them on our love. It's hot. Woo! We put them on our love. We put them on our love. We put them on our love. It's hot. We put them on our love. It's hot. We put them on our love. 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 It's hot. Love. It's hot. Hot. Big town. Yeah, Asia Malone.
It's Frontline Fridays with the Diva Ebony B. Powered by Phenomenal Radio.
What up, Asia Malone coming for you. It's your girl Diva Ebony B. You're now tuned in live to Frontline Fridays each and every Friday, 7 p.m. on the west and 10 p.m. on the east. Call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And press the one button to speak to our guest, Asia Malone, and holla at us and give us some feedback. Also, big shout out to everybody that's on the check-in on the chat room. We definitely see you guys. If you want to ask Asia Malone a question or you want to post in the chat room, all you got to do is go ahead and take 2 seconds to build a profile and you can get on the Frontline Squad up. Wow, Asia Malone, I'm definitely feeling that track. Who produced coming for you?
Thank you. That was produced by my executive producer of my EP album, Digs, of Game Changers. And we just came, you know, it was one of those tracks where it was like, wanted to make sure that we, like I said, gave that line its approach and made sure that we had that wittiness and that wordplay and still have fun and be creative with it. So when I heard the track, I was like, wow, this is absolutely fire. You know, I have to be on this. And, you know, we worked it out. It was a matter of, you know, it took a couple, you know, takes. But at the same time, we made sure that we, you know, we worked it out when we got it to that level. And he helped me and continues to help me, you know, grow as an artist and a songwriter and, you know, even a businesswoman. Or, you know, from everything from just the songs and the studio and the techniques to music videos and et cetera, et cetera. So I definitely do appreciate Dig for all that he does and all that he continues to do.
Nice. How long have you been working with Dig? How old is you guys' relationship?
Probably about 5 or 6 years now.
Good.
Yeah, probably about 5 or 6 years now. So that, you know, it's the chemistry. I really do appreciate the music marriage that, you know, he and I have. I want to make sure I emphasize the music marriage.
Music.
I don't want to get wait. Make sure that I emphasize the music marriage, not that we're married, but the music marriage that we have and the chemistry is just absolutely a blessing that, you know, and I feel honored, you know, more than anything that he's taken me under his wing and is working with me. I'm just absolutely blessed.
That's absolutely great, and you want to have that good producer or artist relationship, because if you don't, it'll show on the music. You know, it'll show when the recording starts, you know, and how much
time
absolutely. You put an effort into it. Yeah, that's
oh, absolutely.
Important.
He challenges me. Yeah, he definitely challenges me in everything, and that's something that's good. You know, I don't like any yes men or yes women around me, and he's definitely not that. You know, is there something wrong? He's going to say, this is what's wrong. It's constructive feedback. And then, you know, I appreciate, you know, anyone that can give constructive feedback. And that's what it's about, because constructive feedback helps you learn, helps you grow, and you're able to, you know, get it, you know, right and work together as a team to get it right. So one of the things is I appreciate the challenge, you know, and it's a constant, you know, challenge. And it only is to make you better.
That is only to make you better. Your music is definitely getting played everywhere. It's getting recognition. And even as we're moving into this digital world where you can upload your music everywhere, I would ask, what is one of the favorite places that you have your music? What's one of your favorite sites as an independent artist to have your music on there to get plays and exposure?
Right now, it's been SoundCloud for me. Mm. At this point, between the Asian Malone website and SoundCloud, it's been paying attention to a lot of statistics. Reverb Nation's been doing pretty good as well. I definitely can't, you know, for the Reverb Nation, but those two, in addition to the website, have really been making things a little more ubiquitous.
The website is very clean. It's very professional. I like how they have everything set up there. Great job on the website. Who did your website?
Thank you. That was, once again, my executive producer, him and his team took care of the website for me.
Nice. I really like the website. Everything is laid
Thank
out
you.
Clear and precise and just about you. So being that you write your music and you perform your music, do you have a favorite song right now, or out of your category of music, what is one of your favorite songs of your own music?
Of my own music?
Yeah.
Interesting question. I haven't been asked that. I'll be asked about other. Let me see. You got me thinking. That's fine. That's a challenge for me, because now it gives me time to sit and be like, what is one of my favorite songs? One of my favorite songs is probably State of the Art. State of the Art is probably one of my favorites, because it really it tells a story, and I like the fact that I have people, I build a story up, and I have people thinking, you know, and that's what I like to do. I like to have people thinking, and I think with State of the Art, I had people, a lot of people thinking, like,
I really like that. It's a fire song. It's just like that get up and go song. Like, I'm about to handle this. I'm on the grind. I'm on the move. It's full of energy. You just, I don't know. The lioness come out just like you. You know, you with your lioness, and that's how it really made me feel. Like, yo, I'm about to handle this. I'm about to go. How many? Let's talk about your latest project that you got out. Tell us about your latest project and how many tracks are on it.
the latest project, The Secret Weapon Volume 2, is going to be dropping this month.
Yeah.
And Dagger. And it's 13 tracks on that. And we went ahead, we released State of the Art 2.0. Because it's State of the Art before that. And we released the State of the Art 2.0 FYE for your entertainment. For your entertainment, top of the line jewelry. And don't want none of this. And I think that what we came up with, the executive producer, he and I, actually is Sekou Evans of Seven Sounds of Music. We actually wanted to make sure where we kept, you know, it fun, kept it creative. And also, I wanted to make sure that we kept that entertainment aspect of it. So it's going to be a couple of things that are going to be a secret. It's going to be a couple of things that with the first secret. No, I mean, really. It's going to be, it's not your typical, I guess, mixtape or, you know, production. It's going to be, you know, some things like that are going to throw people a little bit, and I wanted to do that because I wanted to, you know, do something different and pretty much keep people on the edge of their seat.
Yeah, you definitely want to definitely do that and keep people interested. And we're about to get into another hot track. And big shout out to everybody that's on the phone line. I see y'all. Big shout out to the 773, the 293, the 908, the 213. The 253, the 710, I see you guys. If you want to ask Agent Malone any questions, all you got to do is press the one button to get in the call queue, give some feedback. We'll definitely open your call up so you can ask Agent Malone some questions and get some feedback on her music. Let's go ahead and open up to the 201 right now. We got Jersey in the house. 201-34 now. You're now live on Frontline Fridays. What's your name? Where you calling from?
What up, what up? This Aunt Nick. Know who it is.
Hey, Ned, what's going on, man? Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. I got a quick question for Miss Asia Malone.
Yes, ma'am. How you doing this evening?
I'm good. Thanks for asking. A question. So, being a female hip-hop artist and writer, in today's time, is it easier or is it more difficult?
I would say it's more challenging. You know, we had people that, you know, paved the way for us, like MC Light and Salt and Pepper and Roxanne Shante. And I think that the transition, you know, with the music has caused it to be a lot more difficult. But at the end of the day, like I stated, you continue to, you know, work through those obstacles and those challenges. And continue to reinvent yourself, you know, each day. And that's something that I always, you know, work towards. And, you know, like I said, it definitely takes a team. I have no, you know, nothing against mixing the old with the new or the new with the old or kind of meeting at medium. But it can be pretty, you know, challenging. Not difficult, but you know, challenging more than anything.
I think that's the key, to reinvent yourself as much as you can.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks for answering that question.
And,
sure,
absolutely. Thank you.
And what do we say,
Diva?
Squad up.
Absolutely. Squad up.
All right.
Squad up. So, well, thanks for calling in. You got any shout outs before we get to our next caller?
I'm sorry.
No, I was talking to. That's okay. She gone. Man, reinvent yourself. A big shout out to Remy Ma. Remy Ma is home. Oh my God. Thank you so much for Remy Ma. The only shout out for Papoose for holding her down 1,000%. Man.
I know. What a wonderful man he is, right?
Kind of.
I said, what a wonderful man. That's absolutely
What a wonderful man. Salute to Pat Poole. He held her down. Remy did 5 and some change. She's supposed to do 6. You know, he held her down and her family down. What a wonderful man. He definitely deserves a crown. And on top of that, he still was able to remain and hold his spot in hip-hop culture and still is still paving the way. And I was looking at Pat Poole's Instagram, and they got the shadow of this girl with a crown on and says she's back, and I'm like, yes, I'm ready to hear from Remy Ma. Asia Malone, that's my next question. You know, what type of things are you looking for to hear from Remy Ma, and do you want to do some music with her as well?
Oh, I'm always open to collaborate with anybody that's, you know, willing to collaborate with me. You know, I definitely, you know, look forward to hearing, you know, her bringing that heat, and I'm just glad that, you know, everything is, you know, behind her this time, and, you know, now she's able to, you know, move forward. I know she said she was excited to get, you know, back into the studio and getting back on tour, and I definitely can understand how, you know, she would be excited about that. So, you know, I wish her the best. I hope everything goes well with that. But, yeah, if we can get a Remy Ma and an Asia Malone collabo, that would be absolutely phenomenal. I'd be, you know, more than humbled, you know, than to work with her, you know. So that's definitely what's up.
Diva's going to work on that because that just sounds good just saying it. Asia Malone and Remy Ma collabo. Really good. Let's get into more of your music. Don't want none of this. I guess they don't want none of this. Asia Malone, why don't you go ahead and introduce this track and let everybody know that they're hearing it live right here on Frontline Fridays.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You're hearing Don't Want It Us live on Frontline Fridays, and this song is definitely a matter of just saying, hey, you just don't want it us. We let you know what it is all day, every day. DMV, ATL, one love.
And you don't have to be condescending. You don't have to be. And if you keep it up,
wait wait a minute, that's okay, I know this is your business. Don't ever give me pushes, still a force to be reckoned with, like hurricanes, tornadoes. Yeah, I'll be wrecking this. Thought against the wall, yeah, we still call those wreckages. Walking through the mall, real calm, no stressing it. Please don't get me wrong, I'll bring that electric quick. Yeah, take it to court, and we still won't settle with. Come at me like a rookie, and I'll show you why I'm a veteran. All pro, no talk, all show, let's begin. All heart, phase led, aces in for the win. All heart, phase led, oh, you wanna think again?
You want to think about it again?
Y'all real crazy, though. Y'all try to play me, though. Y'all want me to exit. I've already ended, so oh no, I'ma never go.
Y'all want it, get it, get it. Y'all want it, get it, get it. Y'all want it, get it, get it. Y'all want it, get it, get it.
It's Frontline Fridays with the Diva Ebony B. Powered by Phenomenal Radio.
Y'all want none of this, squad up. It's your girl Diva Ebony B. I'm live in the building with Asia Malone. Make sure you call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And press the 1 button to be heard. Also, everybody that's over here in the Pacific Northwest, Seattle, Tacoma, Olympia, all over the place, make sure y'all squatting up for the Rillionaires Music Fest. It's going to be August the 9th at the Greater Tacoma Convention Center. Tickets are on sale now. All you got to do is hit up Antoine Heyday on Facebook, or hit me up at 908-296-5739. Again, it's 908-296-5739. Get ready to get performances from Helen Kane, from Dante Peace, from Second Family, from Young Soda, from Frankie Hustle, Silk Road, Joy Cash. It's going to be a lot of people in the building. So make sure you squatting up for the Rillionaires Music Fest August the 9th at the Greater Tacoma Convention Center. We up in this thing, man. Asia Malone definitely tearing it down. We going to go to the front lines, Asia, and get some more love. Let's go to Chi-Town. Squad up. We got Denaya up in this thing. Peace, Queen.
What's good? What's good? Good evening, Divas. How are you?
I am very, very fabulous. I got Asia Malone up in here. Her music just got me want to act like an animal.
Right? Y'all don't want to understand. I'm like, ooh. I can see that. And like a car, like behind a car commercial, they're sitting there just cruising. Man, that's hot.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Much love to Chi-Town, too. I have family and friends in Chi-Town, so I much love to Chi-Town.
Oh, absolutely. Yes, yes.
Yeah,
thank you. I appreciate
it. You got any questions for Asia Malone?
Oh, let's see. So what has been your biggest struggle as a female hip-hop artist?
I guess one of the biggest struggles as a female hip-hop artist is making sure that you are, let me see how can I say this. I want to make sure I word it correctly. You want to make sure that you can, you know, constantly, compete, you know. I mean, first and foremost, compete with yourself, first and foremost, of course, but you want to make sure
that
you can always compete. And it's a matter of, you know, more the male counterparts than anything. And I think it's always been like that. So, you know, you always got to make sure that you're able to do that and like grow through that. Now I gotta say one thing. Shout out to the big homie Box One on the hook. He was the one that was him and his brother Kevin and my Seven Sounds of Music family were the ones that hyped that hook up for me. So much love to him on that. But you always want to make sure that you can compete, because it does get to be a little, you know, bit of a challenge, you know, with your male counterparts. Sometimes there's intimidation and, you know, other insecurities, but, you know, once again, that's something that, you know, they have to work out. And, you know, it's no disrespect, because, like I said, you know, it's a challenge. You get over it, you know. But just, you know, you can say this to reinvent yourself. I will actually say this. Being around some of my male counterparts has actually strengthened, you know, me. So it could be a gift. It really can be a gift and a curse.
Right.
Ooh.
Awesome. Thank you, Mama.
Absolutely. Thank you for calling
out.
But even though we talked about struggles, I want to talk about accomplishments. Agent Malone, what is one of your biggest accomplishments thus far?
I would say currently one of my biggest accomplishments has been doing my first music video.
Nice. It's definitely high.
I'm sorry, were you guys?
No, go ahead. I said nice, but...
Yeah, that's been one of, you know, for right now, but I'm saying that as a stepping stone. I really feel like when we really want to talk about big accomplishments, I still haven't gotten there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I still haven't gotten there. I'm still, you know, growing. I'm still learning, but I will say that, you know, for a stepping stone accomplishment, it has been shooting, you know, the music video, because I've, you know, definitely learned so much, and we worked, you know, as a team and as a unit, and much love and respect to Devin Ricks for DJRP Productions. I really appreciate his time and his patience, and Diggs and Corey Goins. Everybody has really has been putting their heart and their soul into this. Brittany Gilliam, Sequel Evans. Everybody has really, you know, put their heart and their soul in this. We worked as a team, so it's been a stepping stone accomplishment for me, more than a big accomplishment. I haven't reached a big accomplishment yet. I'm still, you know, in progression.
I definitely can feel that. And I want to give a big shout-out to Team Tix, to Lexus, to Jamise, to Hoffa, to LaVoy, to Linnea, to everybody that has been just supporting Team Tix, the 1000 Network that has been tweeting and sharing and reposting, you know, and just turning up on the promo and everything that's been going on. So definitely want to give appreciation to you guys and to the Phenomenal Network and everybody that has shared and listened to Asia Malone's music. Like, I see the push, I see the drive, and I see it on Twitter too. And Asia, my next question is, because you're a pretty queen, and, you know, I know they want to get you and all types of stuff. And I was looking, I said, that's a beautiful woman right there. And it's great because when she opened her mouth, it's like, wow. Oh, yeah, she's serious. Yeah, you know, it kind of flipped up because, you know, you are lioness. You know, you do demand your respect, and you do, you know, hold your throne down. So that can become intimidating for some men. So, you know, I'm glad that you respect yourself. I looked at all your pictures. I looked at how you carry yourself, and it's a wonderful thing. We need more respect like that. We need more women saying yes. I'm beautiful, but I'm educated. Yes, I'm a hard worker. Yes, I dominate wherever I go because I handle mine, and I don't have to take my clothes off to get no attention. I'm loving that.
Absolutely.
I'm loving
that.
Absolutely.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I appreciate that. Thank you. And, I mean, once again, staying true to yourself is very important to me. You know, I tell people all the time, it's the difference between, you know, classy and trashy. And, you know,
yeah.
I'm not saying that you can't be sexy with it. You know, sexy with it is fine, you know, but it's the difference between being classy and trashy. And I just stay, you know, true to myself. And I also, you know, want to say a shout-out, because we were talking about Don't Want Us. Everybody, who's Angel B? Who's Angel B? Everybody, Angel, shout-out to my friend Angel B. She's really been, you know, an amazing friend, and has held me down, and, you know, the sisterhood is absolutely phenomenal, and, you know, I appreciate her as a person, and, yeah, she is the only one that could call me Lee, and I know people probably saying, huh? My last name is Lee. My government, my brother, Agent Malone is my stage name. My government name is Michelle Lee, and, yeah, we stay hold true to that. That's the real right there. Like, I'm spitting you the real. If your name ain't Angel B, you can never call me Lee, and that's when Blank Curry is slap the gavel.
That's definitely what's up. Let's go to the front lines and get some more questions. You're now tuning in live to Frontline Friday's Hour by Phenomenal Radio. We got MC and songwriter live right here, Asia Malone, on the front line. Let's go ahead and open up the 253-582. You're now live on the front line.
Yeah.
What's your name? Where you calling from?
Yo, this is LaVoy.
Hey, LaVoy, welcome to the front line, King. Thanks for calling in.
Hey, appreciate it. Great show that you have going on here live. Appreciate the Team Tick and Asia Malone. Great work. I love your music.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you.
You're welcome. had a question.
But do you have any questions for? Go ahead.
All right, Miss Asia Malone. How do you feel where the industry is now? How they're portraying our sisters and our black women? And what are you going to do to help gain the fan base and gain respect and change the image of what is already set for our women?
That's a really good question. That is a really good question. I think one of the things is you're definitely only going to allow people to do what you allow them to do to you. So, I mean, if you're for, you know, whatever works for you, you know, works for you. You know, I tell people, like, you know, I'm not necessarily going to knock your hustle because, you know, it may work for you. So, you know, people, you know, get to asking questions about, you know, certain artists. And I tell them, I say, well, you know, if that works for her and she's comfortable, you know, and she's secure, fine. By all means necessary. What I think I really want is for women in the entertainment industry, whether you're doing music or you're acting or if you're playing a flute, is to stay true to yourself and realize that you don't necessarily have to, you know, show skin to sell records or anything like that. But you can keep it sexy. I mean, it's ways. I mean, I've seen it. You know, I've seen it done. It's ways to definitely, you know, stay true to yourself, keep it sexy, and have that appeal. And it's all in not how you do it. Sorry, excuse me. It's all in how you do it and what you do. So I think for me, it's a matter of just staying true to myself and, you know, absolutely making sure that I keep that classy, sassy, you know, brassy, sexy appeal. And, you know, we have to realize that we do have, you know, younger children that are, you know, watching and that they are mimicking. Now, I mean, I know I've been on Facebook and I've seen some absolutely absurd things with these crazy challenges. Yeah, absolutely absurd. Like, what are y'all doing? Like, you don't have anything else to do. Are y'all serious? People died over this stuff. This is ridiculous. Definitely, you know, I think that, you know, some women, you know, they may feel as though that they are obligated. And it could be for a variety of reasons. You know, I don't know a person's, you know, upbringing and their background and, you know, certain things that they may have gone through now. But that may be an influence as well. So it's a matter of just, you know, staying true to what I'm doing at the same time and realizing like I said, I'm always, you know, when I'm talking in regards to photo shoots and videos, they know that, you know, first and foremost, they like, we know what she's not going to do and we know what she is going to do. And it's been made very clear. And I make it very clear. And I do it in a very professional way, of course. But you can be professional and firm and, you know, you can still can get,
right,
you know, what you want. Compromising is fine.
That's right.
Compromising
that's
is
right.
fine. So, but. Yeah.
Maintain that integrity.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it can be done. People make it seem like it can't be done. It can be done. It can be done. I've seen people.
It can be done.
Absolutely. That's great. And that's a good message to put out there because, you know, raising two daughters and definitely, you know, that could be inspiration for them to see that it can be done and not to mm-hmm. give themselves up for what the society wants or what all the temptations and taunt with what the society want, the demands or degrades of our women, you know what I'm saying? That's a good message.
Right.
For
right. Absolutely, absolutely.
Well,
thanks
well,
for
thank
calling
for
that. That was a really good question.
That's a really good question.
You.
Well, you got any shout-outs?
Like I said, shout out to Team Tick if they represent and getting the message out there and getting the notoriety and just they just does a phenomenal job and there's it's like a family and I absolutely love them and definitely a good team to have in your corner if you ever need to. Thank you. Nice meeting.
No problem.
Thank
boy,
you.
We definitely
have
thank
a good
you for
evening.
Calling in. It's your girl Diva Ebony B. I got Asia Malone up in here. We're going to get into one more hot track, and then we're going to come to the phone lines and get some more love. We see y'all. We see y'all. And I got my hand up, Diva. I got my hand up. I'm coming. I promise. But we got to get some more of these hot tracks right here. We got another hot track right here, Asia Malone, FYE, and it's Top of the Line Jewelry. Asia, go ahead and introduce this track right here on the front line.
Yes, you're now listening to, or you're going to be listening to, excuse me, FYE, Frontline Top of the Line Jewelry, Frontline Fridays.
All right. We're on. Should I give you some music?
Sure.
Oh.
Y'all wanna hear the stuff for y'all's entertainment. But then when people start to stunt, y'all start complaining. Money, cars, fame, fortune, clothes, houses, top of the line jewelry. Y'all wanna hear the stuff for y'all's entertainment. But then when people start to stunt, y'all start complaining. Money, cars, fame, fortune, clothes, houses, top of the line jewelry.
Excuse me? Wait up, I think I need another waiter. Cause you got my friend over here with another hot potato. Pause on it.
Wait, hold, take your time now. Hold,
I'm not feeling her flavor. I don't know what this stuff is right here that y'all all just made up.
Ooh.
Never do me no favors, no. Mind the problem, that's major. Yes, it's unattractive with all that brat acting behavior.
Ooh.
I'll break it down to you in stages.
Yep.
I'll break the news, here's the latest.
This is CNN breaking news.
Okay, let's keep it a secret. Y'all know that's really my weapon. That's exactly how I'ma keep it. I'ma say it again. Music in my veins, yup, I bleed it. When I get a clock, my thoughts to a stop. Yup, when I get a clock, call that writer's block. Never tie the knot, now I got lies. Never tie the knot, why say goodbye?
Bye.
Put my car in drive, back in reverse. Look at the worst, look at the best. Why such a mess? Can't even stress. Yes, you see me. I'm never pressed, I'm never pressed. Believe me.
Y'all wanna hear the stuff for y'all's entertainment. But then when people start to stunt, y'all start complaining. Money, cars, fame, fortune, clothes, houses, top of the line jewelry. Y'all wanna hear the stuff for y'all's entertainment. But then when people start to stunt, y'all start complaining. Money, cars, fame, fortune, clothes, houses, top of the line jewelry.
Hold on, I ain't been gone too long. Even when you think it's over, I'm still coming at you strong. What's wrong? Upset cause I made another song. Yeah, I get that a lot. Yeah, I just sit back and watch. I either watch things grow or I watch things botch. What a botch of a play. Watch the ball just drop. Let me stop. Go ahead, turn up the volume. I will get rid of you so quick if you don't add any value.
Right.
Now I'm here, and I'm charging like a bolt. I'm gone so fast, so fast, so fast, so fast. Taking off the smoke.
Whoa.
Excuse me? Check, please. Excuse me? Why so next to me? Almost took the breath of me. Tell your cook to rework their recipe. Not a good look or taste, just by the looks up off my face. Moving now at a different pace, just in case y'all got confused. I laugh at y'all. Yeah, I'm so amused.
Y'all wanna hear the stuff for y'all's entertainment. But then when people start to stunt, y'all start complaining. Money, cars, fame, fortune, clothes, houses, top of the line jewelry. Y'all wanna hear the stuff for y'all's entertainment. But then when people start to stunt, y'all start complaining. Money, cars, fame, fortune, clothes, houses, top of the line jewelry.
I'm out. So you can throw the keys to the house. No, I'm throwing them back at you, cause you don't know how to watch your mouth.
Ain't nobody got time for this. I don't waste time.
Party all night, party all night.
Woo!
Party all night, rabbit and fight.
Yup.
Move this elephant out this room. And I'm sure to catch you soon. And I'm sure to step in soon. And I don't know, maybe at noon. Okay. So you still got a two?
Okay.
That one over there, that was my cousin twice removed. Discuss about what you do. I don't trust one single move. And I'm trying to move on up, but you still trying to stop my groove.
You out of order for that, for real.
Said I used you and abused you.
What?
Bruised you and abused you.
Huh?
Screwed you and accused you.
What?
I'm all for hot foods, cold drinks, hot desserts, charm bracelets. Yeah, I'm charm. Gold links, bottle Moscato, cold paint, armor of the sour. Oh, thanks.
Yeah.
You're my ace for real, all spades. No, really. You're my ace for real, all spades.
Y'all wanna hear the stuff for y'all's entertainment. But then when people start to stunt, y'all start complaining. Money, cars, fame, fortune, clothes, houses, top of the line jewelry. Y'all wanna hear the stuff for y'all's entertainment. But then when people start to stunt, y'all start complaining. Money, cars, fame,
ever got into the whole CD revolution?
Oh, I got a few, but I can't afford to start all over again. I mean, I've invested too much time and money in my albums.
Yeah, but you can't get new stuff on records.
It's Frontline Fridays with the Diva Ebony B. Powered by Phenomenal Radio.
All right. Yeah. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. You're now tuned in live to Frontline Fridays. Asia Malone up in this piece, man. Make sure y'all follow her on Twitter at Asia Malone, on Facebook at Asia Malone, and make sure you go and check out her website, www.asiamalone.com. Again, that's www.asiamalone.com. Get this music, get it on your iPads, get it on your computers, and get it as a ringtone. You definitely want it. Get it real good.
Wait a minute, this is what you want to hear, you know? At the end of the day, you know, we give them you what you want to hear. It's like, wait a minute, which one is it going to be? Is it that you want to hear or you don't? Like, which one is it going to be? But, I mean, it's all out of love. It's all in fun. And that was produced by Bryce Wonder. May I love the Bryce Wonder in St. Louis. As a matter of fact, I'm sorry, and I got to say one more thing. Don't Want None was produced by Matt Lawson, the other half of the Game Changers. That was produced by him. And, that's why y'all started explaining. But, I mean, it's all good. It's all good. You try to compromise. So.
Well, I try, but now they're going to be like, oh, Asia Malone was on Frontline Fridays with Diva Ebony B. It's great. You can go ahead and call them. Go to www.hatediva.com and call in at 1-800-HATE-A-QUEEN.com. I got it. That's okay. I get paid to click when you hate on me. Let's go back to Edna in Jersey. She had another question, and we're going to go back to the 253. And now over there in Jersey, you had another question for Asia Malone?
Yes, I do. Okay, quick question. You said you did a video. I would love to see it, and where can I find it?
Actually, it's not released yet. We haven't released it yet, but it's something that's in process. So
when it is out, where would it be?
You'll be able to go on www.asiamalone.com.
Okay.
Yeah,
I thought I was going to be able to get off the phone and go look at the video right away. All right, but that's okay. As long as it's up and running, and I'll definitely check it out when it's ready.
I appreciate that. Thanks for the love.
No problem.
Appreciate that.
And definitely, you know, good luck with your career, and I'm sure you're going to be great.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Oh, no problem. I definitely appreciate that, man. You are the Frontline Squad. Make sure you check us out at www.speednowradio.com. Again, that's speednowradio.com. Get ready for the Educate and Regulate session because we are about to turn it up on you. Let's go to the 253 and get some more love. Let's go over here to Washington State, 253-359. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Ellen Kane, coming from Tacoma, Washington.
Wow, Ellen Kane is untamed up in this piece. We got Asia Malone on the line. I'll ask Steva.
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm very well. Very well. Thank you for asking.
Yeah, well, I'm basically calling to give you a shout out, you know, on being determined to accomplish your goal. You know, that's a big thing. A lot of us get into this game and they don't make it that far because we realize how hard it is once you put your foot in the door.
Right. It is very you're right. Yeah, you're right. When you sign a line, it's like you sign up, you think you're going to be an artist, and you turn into this artist, model, actress thing. It's like you turn into so many things. You really don't realize, like, it's fine print.
Oh,
you don't really get to see. turn to the, you just want to get in the booth and be on the stage, and they got you in a makeup chair and hair and all. Yes, yeah, it could be. Yeah.
Definitely, you will work for it. So.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So we appreciate you. We appreciate you even out here, you know.
Thank you. I appreciate the love. I definitely appreciate the love. And like I said, I have a passion for it. So, you know, when you have a passion, you know, for something, and you have that stick to itness, you're going to, you know, you want to keep at it. You're going to try to, like I said, continue to reinvent yourself and make yourself better every day.
Very true. Very true.
Thank you for calling, Kane.
Thank you for calling, Helen Kane. We definitely will get into our hot track and the ending mix on the 8:30 on the hour. We'll definitely get into any mix so you'll be able to get a chance to hear that. Big shout out to Helen Kane. Make sure you follow her on Twitter at Helen Kane M. Again, that's Helen Kane M. And then check her out on www.helenkane.com. Again, that's www.helenkane.com. Now, Adrian Lowe, you have put in a lot of work. You got your act together, and now you have taken it on the road. What do you want to see next? What's the progress, or what's your plan for the next 5 years for your music and your career?
I definitely look forward to touring, to having other projects under my belt, other collaborations from indie artists as well as established artists. Sticking with the songwriting, keeping the business. I really want to work on the multimedia company. So it's a variety of things that I do look forward to, and in addition to working with the people that I'm working with currently. I also want to give a shout out to DJ Rob Lowe, who is hosting Secret Weapon Volume 2 Cloak and Dagger. Shout out to him and Street Envy and all of New York, who has and always continued to show me love from even when I was in a group, Beatbox. So I do appreciate, you know, all the love that they have provided and supported me with. I definitely want to make sure that I'm doing some humanitarian, you know, things, some, you know, charity things, and I'm giving back to the community and helping the youth and helping women. And, you know, it's a lot of things that I do look forward. And I look forward to teaming up with anybody in regards to that, you know, anybody that's, you know, down for the cause and down for the good cause, whether you are a 9-to-5 or you are, you know, someone that is already currently in the entertainment industry. I definitely don't discriminate. It's all about getting the cause and the good cause and the effort, you know, going there. So that's the bigger picture. So those are some of the things that I really do look forward to. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, hello?
Hey, it's Zanaya again. Yeah, I had another comment. That song is amazing. What do you think was your biggest inspiration for that?
Which song, FYE?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, my biggest inspiration was I really wanted to make sure that I kept that lineness and the edge. You know, I had to give a little, you know, sassy. So I had a little attitude in the booth when I was recording that. I was like, you know, wait a minute, excuse me, wait up. You know, I wanted to make sure I kept. I need another waiter. The irony of that is that something recently kind of happened like that. But you know, I definitely you know, had fun writing it. It was a beat that, you know, me and Bryce Wonder, you know, talked on, and it was hot. He, you know, he threw it at me. He felt like it was a good fit, and he was like, I think that, you know, this would be really good for you. And I just made sure that, you know, I with the vision overall, the hook aspect of it, I saw myself like, okay, yeah, that is something that people like to hear.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I'm going to still be witty with it, and I'm going to still, you know, give it that fun and that edge and, you know, et cetera, et cetera. But I wanted it to be more explosive and something different that I hadn't done before. And it's something that I hadn't, you know, done on the previous project.
Absolutely. And I think the cool thing about it is that, like, you kind of really touch on what a lot of the music is now, how it's so focused to, you know, going to this, like, going to, you know, going to this brand, how it's so focused on that as opposed to actually being focused on the artist. So So I think that was dope. I was like, wow, because a lot of rappers won't do that. So that was really, really cool. So definitely love that track. I definitely love the second track. Like, your work is phenomenal. So I would definitely, we're already connected on Facebook. We definitely will be talking because, yeah, you're definitely doing your thing, this lady.
Thanks. I appreciate that. Thanks for the love and support.
Absolutely. But, yeah, are you planning on coming back to Chicago anytime soon, or?
Am I planning to come to Chicago?
Yes. You see your family out here, so I might as well come visit.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's my dad's family. Yeah, absolutely planning to come to Chicago. I'm loving Chi-Town. At one time, I was thinking about moving to Chicago, and it just was a little bit too cold for me. I'm not one that.
It's the weather.
Yeah.
I feel you.
Yeah. I'm not one that likes the cold weather. I really prefer to be somewhere that's very tropical. And,
right. Yeah, you can't come here then because it's negative.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All of us has been on that side. You know, it was between the Midwest and the upper, and I mean,
right.
Even in Carolina, we realized, goodness gracious, this winter was crazy. Like, I don't ever want to see another drop of snow.
Yeah. You're over it. Like, a moment of snow, it was pretty, but no, I'm done. It's over.
I'm done. And a blustery cold. Like, it didn't have to be that cold. Like, what did I do to you that have to be that cold?
Right. Yeah, you're right. I was like, what? I'm like, what? Like, what's this negative 20? Oh, no, we ain't going outside today. This ain't going to work out.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so definitely, if you come to Chicago, let me know. I would definitely love to meet up with you, so for sure.
Absolutely. We'll definitely make that happen.
That's all, my buddy. All right, I'm going to have an awesome night. God bless.
You too. Thank you for calling.
You're so funny.
Hello?
It's time to educate and regulate. On the front line with Diva, Ebony B. It's time to educate and regulate. On the front line with Diva, Ebony B.
Come on.
Hey, Queen, go on to the bump. Hey, Queen, go on to the bump. Hey, Queen, won't you to the bump. On the front line, Diva, Ebony B.
Come on.
Hey, Queen, go on to the bump. Hey, Queen, go on to the bump. Hey, Queen, what you do to the bump? On the front line with Diva, Ebony B.
Come on.
Yeah.
I'm back in the scene, y'all. I want to get into this educate and regulate session right here, but Woody Allen, the topic at hand, Woody Allen talks about the lack of black actors. Woody Allen says, I don't hire by race. I hire by the person who's right for the part, yet he hasn't wrote any plays that consist of him having any African-Americans in his play. And I'm going to read the story to y'all in a few seconds. Let me go to a music break, and I'll be right back.
Calamari White, and I'm here to let you know everything is alright, alright. Let the sorrows go tonight, baby, cause it's Friday. I've been working all week, geez, I'm tired of self. But tonight I'm gonna enjoy myself, I'm feeling good. Friday, baby. Samantha, a cancer, and Amber, a dancer. But I am God's gift, you just a little gift from Santa. I just painted the banner. Yellow banana banner. Shout out to Joe for learning me my salamander Sanders. I'm gonna shoot you some pampers and get you a camera. Cause I'm stunting for that little city right next to Tampa. Know you been in the sample. I'm the perfect example of a fine young man who don't owe you no answer. Need a girl who gon' love me, who I can take out in public. Girl, I can change the style, but let's change the subject. Family reunions in summer, I flirt with all my cousins. I be thinking, boy, I bet her booty soft as a muffin. Come in that reefer, I smoke Jack and I keep it. I don't like the drink, but I might sip on Rascarita. And I got a little secret, I got a thing for them leavers. Tonight I'm wearing a white tee so they can hate on my sneaker. Really, I
hot, calamari white. And I'm here to let you know everything is alright. Alright, let the stars go tonight, baby, cause it's Friday. I'ma be nice. My dog in a pen and I need one to write. Him a look tight to let him know I'm alright. And I ain't rock so, but I'm living a martyr life. My shit look like a Barbie. From the bottom I started. And now I'm rocking fashion you won't see on the market. Boy, I can't be lethargic. Top of the charts is my target. And I don't need red bottoms if I'm on the red carpet. Might pull up in the budget or pull up in the cut. Better keep the drug around me or she might get abducted. I keep the real, so I'ma let you know I ball on the budget. And if you push on my button, your jaw will get readjusted. Yep. But in the hood, R.I.P. the boy Swisher. My A1 from day one, boy, I won't forget you. All I have in my possession is some old pictures. I can't believe the kilter, he died the day before. Hot calamari white, and I'm here to let you know everything is alright. Alright, let the stars go tonight, baby, cause it's Friday.
BlackEnterprise.com. I love BlackEnterprise.com. I love reading their articles and everything they got going on. But on August the 1st, it was posted, a guy by the name of Roger Fireman, he interviewed in the New York Observer recently published, and it was a guy by the name, a writer by the name of Roger Fireman, who talked to Woody Allen, and he was asking Woody Allen, why is there a lack of black actors in your films? So, when he asked Woody Allen, Allen was appeared to be horrified when the subject came up in the Observer interview. And Woody Allen said, "We talk about the new generation of wonderful black actors like Viola Davis, and wonder if they'll ever be cast in a Woody Allen film." Friday wrote. He doesn't hesitate to respond. If this is Woody Allen saying, "Not unless I write a story that requires it. You don't hire people based on race. You hire people based on who is right for the part." Allen says, "I cast only the right for the part, race. Excuse me, right for the part, not race. Friendship means nothing to me except who is right for the part." Allen admits that he doesn't hire based on race, yet he doesn't write any diverse scripts to be turned into films. He loves his love of New York City, which is one of the most racially diverse places in America, always appears to be literally white whenever Allen focuses on the subject. The very controversial statement made by the veteran screenwriter would lead one to believe that there would never be a time when he would hire anyone diverse because he doesn't write a story that would require it. Instead of putting the coals to Allen's feet about his lack of variety of films, Fireman allows Woody to shift the conversation to his one black friend, Chris Rock. "I took Chris Rock out to dinner one time when we were in Rome," Allen admitted to Fireman. "I don't have any white friends either," he mused. Does Woody Allen's behavior surprise you? Should he feature more performance of color in his films? Or is it his right to create how he sees fit? I want you guys to share your thoughts and comment on this piece of Woody Allen. If you want to get more information about it, I'm about to post it in the chat room on Black Enterprises so you guys can go ahead and read the story. And I'm going to post it on Facebook so you can see it. But the writer does have a valid point. Woody Allen don't have a lot of black actors and no casting black actors in his film. What do you think about that, Adrian Malone?
Oh, wow. I've never paid attention, really, honestly.
That's not, I mean, well, I think we definitely are now in a society where you really do have to be multicultural, you have to be multifaceted. It's something that, you know, you want to make sure you have opportunities, you know, for people, no matter their race, their, you know, religion, sexual orientation, et cetera, et cetera. And it really does go back, it should go back to the, not discriminating against anyone, but just, you know, respect and showing love and showing appreciation. But I honestly, I've never paid attention, you know, but wow, that can cause a lot of controversy.
Yeah, it could. And I honestly say, and, you know, I thank you for coming through, Asia, but we are on the rise. Like, African Americans in all types of industry, we're on the rise for all types of things, music, you know, film, everything. Everybody is on the rise, so I think it's our time and we're taking over and we're coming back. We just have to be very mindful of the things that we include ourselves in. You know, it's very important is the role that you take in these so-called reality shows, the way that we are presenting ourselves and our people. We gotta really look at that. Asia Malone, I really thank you for coming through and showcasing your music on the front line. Before we get into this indie mix, well, we're going to take another caller. I got to see another caller. But before we do that, you got any shout-outs you want to give and let people know how to contact you for bookings and where to follow you at on Twitter and Facebook and all that other great stuff?
Absolutely. My website, www.asiamalone, I'm going to spell it out, AJAMALONE.com. And that's, you know, you can contact in regards to booking. Twitter, you can follow me at Asia Malone Music. On Instagram, Asia Malone. Definitely do have, you know, I tell people, one thing I want people to understand and realize, you know, live life, have fun, you know, sometimes, you know, you come across people that may be a little bit, you know, too uptight, and you don't know what they've gone through. I understand that now, you know, you don't understand, you know what they've gone through, but, you know, if you're able to, you know, wake up and, you know, live another day, that's a blessing within itself. So have fun, live, love, laugh. So I said that to say that, you know, sometimes I'm cutting up on Instagram and other places, just having fun, nothing to, you know, offend anybody or, you know, take anything out of context. But, you know, the pleasure is all mine. I thank you for having me, and I thank you and your team and everyone that has, you know, done what they do. I absolutely thank my fans and my supporters. I thank all the people that work with me, Digstown, Seven Sounds, DJ Rob Lowe, DJ RP, and everyone that continues to work with me. Shout out to Rashida, one of my friends in Chi-Town, and some of the family in Chi-Town and ATL. And I just, you know, thank everyone in the DMV and family and friends there. And it's been, you know, an absolute blessing. Just thank everyone that continues to support me and shows me love. Regina Lee in North Carolina, Lloyd Kerr, absolutely. I thank you, you know, for, you know, all your love and support. And, you know, we continue on with this journey and trying to make it, you know, better than we did, you know, yesterday.
That's definitely what's up, man. Coming through the front. Go ahead.
Sure, absolutely. Much love and salute to you as well. I mean, Ebony, you're an absolute diva and the queen, and this woman's a hard worker, very hard worker, and I respect that, and I salute you for that, and, you know, it's much love and appreciation on that as well.
Well, I definitely appreciate that, man. We put in the power of the industry in the independent hands, and that's what it's all about. Asia Malone, you're welcome to come back to the front line anytime, and next time you just got to pour your own Kool-Aid, baby. Let's get to this next to the caller. And that's from Jersey. You had a comment that you wanted to make?
Yes, I do. I have a comment. As far as the Woody Allen thing is, I mean, of course, he doesn't write films that will, you know, introduce or entertain, you know, a minority crowd, but that's him. But let me say one thing. I got a quick story. As far as racism, it's still a lot. On July 24th, I was just a victim of racism. getting on the MTA bus in New York. He's waiting at the stop at this, like, wouldn't let, it was three minority passengers trying to get on. Wouldn't open the door. White passenger come, he opens the door. But let me tell you what I did. Yeah, I was hurt. I was mad. I felt like a victim. But you know what I did? I wrote to the MTA, and I demanded in a letter of apology from not only that company, but from that driver. So anytime you feel like you're being slighted or you're being a victim, don't just be mad and curse and let it go. Write. Express it. Put it out there so the world can know. I said it's 2014. I thought that was in the past, but you're still employing people like that? Oh, trust me, they heard me. And that's what I want to say. Racism is still alive, people. Believe it. And thank you for having me on your show and being able to, you know, ask questions to Asia Malone, which I think is going to do really, really well. All right.
Yes,
good night.
Thank you.
Good night.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're definitely right. Racism is still alive, and we got to pay attention to it, and we got to use our smarts, you guys. We got to use them just like Annette said from Jersey. You got to write about it. You got to expose it. You got to put it out there. Just don't get mad and start popping off on people. It's another way that we can do it, you know, because once we just jump on somebody and pop off, then now they can say, oh, yeah, look at this person. They're violent and such and this, this, and that, and so forth. And then they kind of have, you know, a reason not to mess with us after that. But it's proven. Big shout out to Sheen. Big shout-out to Sheen. He was being a racially profiled, or racism was against him, and he wrote, and now he's got a lawsuit against Madison Square Garden. As a matter of fact, he did security over there, and it was some company that employed him through security and racism to him, and he had the lawsuit going. I'm going to be talking to him about that real soon, but just write and know your rights, and then stop getting mad talking about, oh, you know, the Chinese got the beauty supply stores and the such and such got the corner stores, and they, but you need to start, we need to start educating ourselves, learning how to put ourselves in those positions, learning how to get these grants, learning how to open a business, learning how to do right, learning the ways and the culture, because that's what they do over here. People from China and everywhere else around the world, they come over here. Not only do they learn our go to our college and whatnot, but they learn in our ways. They're learning how to win. But you right here in America and you complaining that you ain't got a poppy store on the corner? Okay. Diva can go on, but this is about my independent artist. I will save that for Steffi Game on Saturdays.
I feel where you're coming from. I mean, it definitely is alive and well, and it is said that, you know, it's still going through. And that's racism and discrimination across the board. I mean, from age to sex to religion and et cetera, and it's pretty absurd. And at that point, you know that those people have small minds, and it really depicts their character and not yours. But yeah, you definitely want to speak out and make sure you take action. I'm all for that, you know.
That's definitely what's up. We got an indie artist right here out of Seattle called Glory Crown. She is a gospel artist and a gospel rapper, and she has this track right here called Why, and we are going to show her some love and showcase it right here on Frontline Fridays with the 15 Minutes of Fame Indie Mix. Make sure you follow us on Twitter at Diva Spot Radio, at Diva Spot ENT, at Diva Ebony B, at Team Tick, and at Phenom Radio. Let's get into it. This is Glory Crown with Why.
I should've listened and kept it off the court, but I was trapped in the days. Not realizing I was being played in a malicious way. Supposed to be saved, I gotta keep my faith. Lord, give me strength for another day. Replace this pain with with your mercy and your grace. Maintain this relationship or slipping away. What am I saying? Lord, I need some praise. Pray for a new life, pray for a change. Change everything, including my brain. Going insane, trying to fly a free chain to the street. But I was stuck in the shade, thinking I was number one, seeing great, driving the wrong way, down a one-way lane, trying to contain this man that I didn't want to stay. I'm tired of being afraid, I'm tired of being played, I'm tired of being ashamed. Lord, take the lead and make it how it's supposed to be. You said you'd never leave me or forsake me. So take me away and cradle me like a baby. I need you every single day that I'm breathing. Help me concentrate on the things that I'm needing, like believing in you. And not what I see, cause I know it ain't true. I put my faith in you, and not what I do. I'm dropping to my knees so I can worship you.
Fridays with the Diva Ebony B.
B.
Powered by
Phenomenal Radio.
Friday, front line. Friday, front line. Friday, front line. Friday, front line. Friday, it's front line. Friday, y'all front line. Friday, it's front line. Friday,
Ebony.
Friday,
got the Diva.
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 Friday,
you're an artist. Business. Artists about to show business. Business that's artistic. Here we showcase the gifted. Come tune in and get lifted. Learn to hustle and flip it. Whether you're on a budget or riding around and getting it. Got promo at the wazoo. Call in, we'll spot you. All the artists on fire, so you know that music hot too. We got you, can't knock it. Interviews the topic. Yeah, the haters won't block it, but a freight train could stop it. We on the spot, on the grind. 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 We on the spot, on the grind. 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 Hey, Ebony, I got your Diva. Hey, Ebony,
B,
I got your Diva.
Hey,
Ebony,
B,
I got your Diva.
Hey,
Ebony,
B,
I got your Diva.
Come to front line,
Friday.
It's front line,
Friday.
Come to front line,
Friday.
It's front line.
Friday,
it's front line.
Friday,
it's front line. Friday,
it's front line. Friday, the most versatile hip hop station in the world. Global network, global audience, global radio, Phenomenal Radio.
Up. My whole team is the cyanide in the game, yo. Stand them in the joints. Don Diggler, QD. Yo, 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 it's the truth, analyze and destroy demise. I think wise and my team rise up, split pies up. I ain't popping the album because I was tied up and busy running the street, kept the fried dust. I'm seeing business in me in a fly truck. So while I'm out on the grind, I want to touch something. And living life like crime, but I ain't bust nothing. And I know all of these niggas, but I don't trust none. Head low, stay strong through my production. A lot of niggas fall victim to death and destruction. While I be on the ill blocks where the goons be hustling. In the same same hood where the niggas want me to pop shorty. I'm too smart, I only run with the top 40. Then I do my thing like baby, I got sporty. Diggler,
yeah. Every man is responsible for his own reward. Yo, 88 nigga.
What, no gauge nigga?
I've been on the island way before the 8th nigga. You wanna copy my style, bring a tape with ya. How many niggas get paid but never ate with ya? Ain't no love in your heart, you just an 8 mister. I came back in the game and bought a straight sister. And now I'm king sitting on my throne. Your mind is blown. Hey yo, I take care of my seed till my seeds are grown. A lot of niggas hating on Dawn, I hold my own. Since you're Dawn on welfare, I work for mine. Before I let you in my life, I gotta work your mind. A lot of niggas vampires, not worth your time. Might throw me in the well like they did Joseph. Gotta watch for the ones that's closer, you're too focused. I like my eggs in the morning with toast sticks. Trying to stay away from crime, keep my face off posters. Diggler, you know what I'm saying? This is my word, man.
We are what radio should be.
what radio should be.
Put your hands up. Put your hands up. Don't stop.
Yeah, I'm kind of bossy, but this lifestyle's cost. Gotta beat them with a stick to keep them off of this shit. I'm size 11 sticks, first round draft pick. They get addicted to the slabs, I see through them like glass. I'm better than good, I'm not trying to brag. So please pay attention to the words I just said. So you gotta break it down and try to regret. I'm too busy getting bread. Trying to eat in the bed. Yeah, lame boy, they corporate. Pushing a bag plus a vet.
Set up a cast of check.
I'm trying to get that. So go again, baby.
In the corner store boosters. Get up, get out, go get it, focus on the future. Strike while the up and hot, grease them up, heavy starch. Master the art, grind till our records kill charts. Marks wanna down talk, secretly they kill lead. That was told to me by my big homie Skiweed. Money trees, perfect place to lay low key. Count G, hot boxing out the dispensary. Street to street, rims crawl over concrete. Week to week, pockets stay fat, Monique. Cheek to cheek, get it cracking with a freak. Back to back champ, so tomorrow means repeat. It's all for the taking, a wall into win. My hunger all depends what they serving for din din. Tuck my napkin and get ready to feast. My crew's a bunch of go getters, time to go.
Put them back into the cages, they got out of control. I put on a show, I know you.
you haters watch. But what waving at you haters on my get it girl rock. Many just hating cause they always flock. I'ma go get it girl, okay I got this. I put on a show, I know you haters watch. But what waving at you haters on my get it girl rock. Many just hating cause they always flock. I'ma go get it girl, okay I got this. Easy, yeah. Now I got something for you haters. The hatred creates a buzz, and the buzz is giving me paper. And with that paper, I confiscate from you haters. I spin it up on my style. Now I'm wavier than the Jacob. Follow me, that mean you hate me, but I love you, cuz I already grabbed. You just giving me a bigger buzz. I'm what it is and what it was at the same time. Love the way you hate me. I'm constantly on your damn mind. Can't get enough of me. Hate me, but never touching me. You never feel my shoe. Could never fit in my double D. Please, we all see who you tryna be. My protege, but never could be a mini me. So it's best that none of y'all go against, cause I'm ripping, ripping everything inside, falling. Treat me like a job, play sick and call it. Cause I think of you, whoever you call me, a queen. I put on a show, I know you haters watch. But what waving at you haters on my get it girl rock. Many just hating cause they always flock. I'ma go get it girl, okay I got this. Put on a show, I know you haters watch. But waving at you haters on my get it girl rock. Many is hating cause they always flock. I'ma go get it girl, okay I got this. Easy.
I want to give a big shout-out to everybody that tuned in live tonight to Front Lawn Fridays each and every Friday. Make sure you follow us on Twitter, at DivaSpotEMT, at DivaAbbotyB, at DivaSpotRadio, at Team Tick. Big shout-out to Team Tick, definitely doing big things. If you want to get yourself out there, you're looking for radio advertisement, promotion, street team, flyers, audio work, studio time, Team Tick has it for you. The Independent Connect can definitely hook you up. Check us out at www.theindependentconnect.com. Again, that's www.theindependentconnect.com. Go ahead and fill out the submission form, and someone will get back to you within 24 to 48 hours. Also, you can check out our packages and services to put your brand and your music on a global network. All you have to do is go to www.divaspotent.blogspot.com. Again, that's www.divaspotent.blogspot.com, and click on the Get Interviewed and Promoted. I want to give a big shout-out to Asia Malone. Make sure y'all follow her on Twitter, at Asia Malone, and go to SoundCloud and check out and download her music, at Asia Malone, and go to www.asiamalone.com. She's definitely doing it big. You guys, make sure you put God first, family second, and career third. Big shout-out to Denaya over there in Chi-Town. We're going to be getting this in tomorrow again on Step Your Game Up Saturdays. Step Your Game Up Saturdays is for all the business owners and community work. So we're going to be spotlighting and highlighting a few people that's doing big things in and out of their community. 7 p.m. on the west and 10 p.m. on the east. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. I'm out of here, y'all. Squad up.